stop, reflect, refocus on light and life going deeper. I've just spent the last couple of days putting receipts and random bits of paper together for an appointment that I put off every year. The person I visit every year about this time is quite a nice person, really knows what they're doing, but I just don't want to see them. I usually reschedule the appointments at least once. I'm always pushing the deadline to the last possible minute, and more often than not, past the deadline. Yes, I'm talking about visiting my tax agent to do my tax return. No matter how hard I try, I always manage to have a tax debt. And in the mad last-minute scramble to get everything together, I always find receipts I could have claimed last financial year. Even though I may be a little tardy with my tax return, I do eventually get it sorted. I follow the rules and pay the price if for some reason I haven't paid enough tax. I might not like it, and let's be honest, who does? But that's the way it is. That's what I must do. History shows that no one has ever really been keen on paying tax. We begrudgingly do it. We cheat. By the way, if you work for the ATO and you're listening right now, I don't do that. And we try as hard as we can to legally pay the least amount we can. Even in the Bible, the teachers of the law tried to catch out Jesus on the issue of tax. The teachers of the law didn't want to pay taxes to their forced leader Caesar, but the penalties were much stronger than the ATO's for failure to pay tax, let me assure you. Jesus' reply hits the nail on the head for us all. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's. The Bible also says that the authorities that exist have been established by God and that we should submit to them. We live in this great country with pretty high standards of living, pretty good supports for those who need it, and pretty good education, and a pretty good system of government, to name just a few things. We are privileged and blessed to be part of this country, and that all comes at a cost. We need to give the ATO what is the ATO's, and I will try really hard next year to get my tax return in on time. I'm Aaron Wright for the Salvation Army,